In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are in volume 15, April 14th, 1923. And we are in the final paragraph. And Jesus says to Louisa, he talked about the seed that is in the Blessed Mother, the seed of the divine will. In this seed and in this hope that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the very saints have formed their sanctity. Now, this is the sanctity. This is the human sanctity of the saints. The martyrs have shed their blood. This is the martyrdom of human sanctity, the ultimate gift of shedding their blood for the Lord. He says, there is no good that does not derive from this seed, this desire, this life of the divine will. So that the whole church that prays, just as the tears and the penances and the prayers of the Israelites to obtain the Messiah for 4,000 years, they prayed this, were all directed to Our Lady, that she give birth to the Messiah, the King. All the prayers of 4,000 years of all the good and holy and saintly people were so that she, the Blessed Mother, would give birth to the Messiah. When she came to earth, she fulfilled all the prayers. She says, so as everything was directed toward this excelling virgin, Mary, in whom was to dispose in order to centralize such a great good, the Messiah, in her, so that they might receive their Savior. And even though they did not know the Blessed Mother, they did not know who she would be, in exactly the same way, now, when the church says the Our Father, it is precisely, he says, for you, Louisa, that the church prays, so that I, Jesus, may centralize in you, Louisa, the good that my divine will contains, the way and the how the divine will may have life on earth as it does in heaven. Father Bucci said, Louisa, they called Louisa La Santa, the saint. Father Bucci said that the church will recognize Louisa as the saint of the church one day. Right now she's hidden. Only a few people know about her. As when during Jesus's time, only a few people knew about the Blessed Mother. They're not equal. Louisa is not equal to the Blessed Mother. Our Lady is the mother and queen of heaven and earth. The mother and queen of heaven and earth. Theotokos, the mother of God. Louisa is the little daughter of the divine will. She's the little daughter of the great queen. She's the little daughter of the great king. See, we all want to be sons and daughters of Jesus. We often want to be sons and daughters of Mary. She possesses it. So Jesus says, when they pray the Our Father, it is for you, Louisa, that the church prays. Why? So that I, Jesus, may centralize in you, Louisa, all the good that my divine will contains. And it will show everyone the way and the how the divine will may have its life on earth exactly the way it has it in heaven. And even though Jesus says to Louisa, you're not known, nobody knows you. By echoing my prayer, the prayer of Jesus, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise to me, Jesus Christ. Praise to Jesus. And presses Jesus to centralize all this good in a second virgin, Louisa. So that, like a second savior, Louisa may save unsafe humanity. Louisa, making use of my inseparable divine love and divine mercy. That's what was given to Louisa. That I, Jesus, may answer my own prayer, united to the whole church, making mankind come back to its origin, the Garden of Eden, to go back to the purpose for which I created Adam. That is, that my divine will be done on earth exactly the way it's done in heaven. This is a great mystery. As the incarnation is a great mystery. What happens at the incarnation when we pray the creed? When we say the word was made flesh, we bow. We genuflect. We kneel. The angels do that. The word was made flesh. And now Jesus says, it's to go back to where we were before the fall. A great mystery that's happening right now. So Jesus wants us to be aware that everything that he talked to Louisa about, everything that Louisa wrote down, is for our benefit. So that we can live the life that Adam had before the fall. What is that life like? To be in God's image and likeness. So what life did Adam have? Adam had the universal life. The Jesus and Mary come to earth. Why? To give that Catholic life, that universal life back to mankind. What a glorious time to be alive. A new era has begun. And our Lord is asking us to begin to live this life. And he shows us the how and the why this is going to happen. As we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, we become more peaceful, more joyful, more happy. I tell people all the time, read the book of heaven and you'll be happy. Well, how can a book make you happy? Your Jesus is talking to you. Jesus says, I will touch your mind so that you'll understand this. I will touch your heart so that you will be able to love this, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, this beautiful gift of the divine will through Louisa. Jesus says this. It is precisely, he says, the living in my divine will and everything I, Jesus, keep manifesting to you, Louisa, keep teaching you, Louisa, the promises I give to you, Louisa, the knowledges I give to you, Louisa. It's precisely this, to live in my divine will and to push you to this, and to confirm this in you, for you. This is not a devotion. The final devotion given to the church, Jesus tells St. Faustina, is divine mercy. This isn't devotion. This isn't devotional. This is to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is what God is asking. This, Jesus says, is the great foundation I, God, keep forming in your soul, Louisa. Where is the foundation? It's in Louisa. That's why link yourself to Louisa. How do you link yourself to Louisa? By reading what Jesus taught Louisa, studying by what Jesus taught Louisa, putting into practice what Jesus taught Louisa. He says, in order to do this, I, God, keep centralizing in you, Louisa, all the graces, past, present, and future. Why? It's beginning a new era. He says, which I now have given to all human generations. I gave this to all human generations, and now its form, it's focused in you, Louisa. He says, even more, I double these graces. I multiply these graces. Why? Because since my divine will is the greatest, my divine will is the holiest, my divine will is the most noble, which has no beginning and no end, in order to place in one soul, Louisa Picaretta, it was right, it was decorous that I, God, centralize in Louisa all possible goods, innumerable graces, divine purity, divine nobility, so that this divine will of mine may have the same cortege it is as it has in heaven. Everything of the divine will is centralized in Louisa. What's that? It's the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary is now given to a human. The saints before had a virtue or two of Jesus, a virtue or two of Mary. Jesus says, I centralize all possible goods, innumerable graces, divine purity, divine nobility in you, Louisa. He says, so that the children of the divine will, the little children of the holy divine will, may have the same that the saints in heaven have. It's finally found in a human of original sin. Jesus is the Son of God, no sin. Mary Theotokos is the Mother of God, no sin. Louisa was born of original sin, which means we can also have this. He says this, in the same way that operated in redemption and wanted to make use of a Virgin Mary, what portents, what prodigies of graces did I not work in the Blessed Mother? He says, my holy divine will is great. It contains all goods, and in operating, it acts with magnanimity. And if it is about doing works and doing good for all humanity, then it puts all the goods of God at stake. They're given back to mankind through a human. Adam was a human. He wasn't the Son of God. He wasn't the Mother of God. And now what Jesus is asking is, do you want what I gave to Adam? Do you want this abundant life that I gave to Adam? And Jesus says, if you do, then go to Louisa. If you want this, go to Louisa. Learn from Louisa. Jesus said this to Louisa. He said, if Adam did not sin, I would have given him the book of heaven, and Adam would have written everything down for us. We would learn from Adam, from God to Adam and Adam to us. But because Adam sinned, he lost everything. Jesus had to come to earth, the Son of God, to redeem us. Mary came to the earth, the Theotokos, the Mother of God, to co-redeem with Christ, the new Adam and the new Eve. And now they say, finally, they have the newborn. Everything is written for us. Jesus is asking us to read, to study, to put this into practice. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.